This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I have a simple question for you, those of you who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you feel more sensitive towards race or less sensitive towards race? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What I mean by that is, when somebody says racism and has a call of racism in whatever form, are you like, oh my gosh? Oh, are you defensive or are you finally going, huh, yeah, not going to quite buy it this time? See, I have a theory. You can test it out and let me know what your thoughts are. Do you think most of your friends, your family, your acquaintances, you think they're now coiling back when they hear racism? Or are they finally going, you know what, I'm done with it. I don't care. I'm tired of hearing it. See, I believe that the majority of Americans are sick of it. They've gotten very tired of hearing that every single issue is a race issue. Cop shoots black guy. Race. Oh, had nothing to do with him dealing heroin and shooting at the cops. You know, had nothing to do with him doing a home invasion, carjacking somebody, committing a rape or something. No, it was just cop hunting black people. People are going, oh, wait a minute. We're not buying it anymore. I have another question for you. Oh, by the way, so I do want you to let me know your thoughts. Contact me any way you want, Twitter, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. But I want to know, are you personally more sensitive to race or less? When you hear racism, do you care? Or is it like it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago? And when did you make the transition? Just give me a general idea. I don't need anything in particular. But just general idea. And then secondarily, if you want to follow up, Friends and family, acquaintances, people you're talking to, do you ask the question? Now I got another question for you, for the Kevin Jackson Show. Taking an informal poll, who discusses race more than anybody? Let me ask this question of you. How often does race factor into your life? If you're going to some coffee place and there's a barista and there's a white one and a black one, do you intentionally go, I'm going to go to the white one? Or if you're black, do you go, I'm going to go to the black one? I go to the one that's available. The one that goes, next please. That's the one I go to. But I can guarantee you, if you were to have a white and a black barista, they both opened up simultaneously, and you as a white person went to the white barista, just because of proximity, or maybe they gestured or whatever, there would be a leftist who would accuse you of being a racist. Yes, it has gotten that stupid. For those of you who are questioning the Kevin Jackson and the Kevin Jackson Show, it is that stupid out there. So I'll ask the question again. Who thinks about race more than anybody? When you hear of a racial issue, is it a Republican bringing it up or is it a Democrat bringing it up? Yeah, I think you know the answer to that. It's a Democrat. For example, O'Rourke claims that the shooting in El Paso is racially motivated. It's based on white nationalism. But he doesn't say a word about any of the shootings that occur when black people shoot white people. What's that based on? There was a kid, a teenager, who was shooting at cars in his neighborhood. I don't know if you guys saw this story. Did you guys see this story? You guys saw it? You got it to me? No, I don't think so. I think I saw it on Twitter before you guys got it to me. Anyway, producers always want to take credit for stuff. Look, black kid shooting at white people in his neighborhood, driving through and saying, I don't want any white people in my hood. Do you believe this is going to be a topic of discussion on CNN or MSNBC? You think they are going to make an issue of a kid committing a crime? A teenager with a weapon, by the way. I don't even think he should have one. I don't think that's legal. And then he's committing a hate crime, shooting at white people in his neighborhood, telling them, stay out of his hood. This is where America has come. Let me tell you something. White leftists, you... what I'd like to tell you, I can't say on the radio, but here's what I will tell you that I can say. You people should be beaten. You really should. These people are fomenting racial hatred at a level that I don't believe has ever existed in this country. Black people in the 60s had every reason to hate white Democrats. And you know what we did? We said, screw you. We'll overcome. We will do better. And we created this mystical, magical beast in the 1980s called the Black Conservative. The person who said, I'll show you government. I don't need you. I'll take JFK's New Deal and I will make it in such a way that I'll prove to you what Martin Luther King said was legit. I don't need you. That's what we did in the 1980s. We created this archetype. And that archetype, quite frankly, is saving this country. I'm not going to overplay it because I believe it takes all of us. But white conservatives being able to say, look at these black conservatives. Look at how fearless they have to be. And seeing us as role models has strengthened your backbones. And it's something that the left doesn't have. The left points to their victims. They point to their victims. I will tell you, I'm not a victim of America. I'm not a survivor in America. I am victorious in America. So proud to be born here. I mean, I can't even see straight sometimes. I'm like, whoa, thank the Lord. I'm American. But anyway, these guys do nothing. These leftists do nothing except talk in race terms. Pick up anything. Cummins, it's about race, this and that. Any member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Half these Democrats are apologizing for slavery. They all own slaves and they're apologizing. I mean, their family did and they're apologizing for it. Meanwhile, accusing you the right... conservatives, right-thinking conservatives, of being mean-spirited people as if you own slaves today. It's ridiculous. How long are you going to let this go on? It's unbelievable, boy. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this white supremacist shooter and put this all in perspective for you. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The sacred cows are being fricasseed. They're being barbecued. I'm talking about these leftist sacred cows. And pretty soon, you're going to see a lot more of them getting thrown on the grill. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What's going on, folks, is the left are beginning to look at their cast of characters, and they're starting to say, you know what? We may want to rethink what's going on here. I read you all the people who've declared to be president, a bunch of nobodies, a bunch of them. And you know who's due to come up after that? Well, you've already got Elizabeth Warren, who's got no shot. She's declared and there's no buzz about her, nothing. But then you got a host of other people that have started jockeying for position. Okay, Beto, who cleaned his teeth in public. But you have people who said they wouldn't run. A billionaire, Steyer, said he wouldn't run. Good choice, Robin, because you're never going to be Batman. Steyer, with all his wealth, you know what he figured out? He can't win. Let me make you another prediction. Bloomberg, he's not going to run. He's all self-financed. That way I won't be beholden. Yeah, he's got all the panache of a rotted apple. He won't run. Joe Biden, they say, is considering running. Okay, fine, Joe Biden, run. You're not going to run. I don't believe Joe Biden's going to run, and I don't think, certainly don't think he could win. Bernie Sanders, they saying he's going to run. I'm going to make you a bet that Bernie Sanders won't run. Yeah. Hillary Clinton, doggone Skippy won't be running because she's going to be trying to stay out of prison. And many of these people that are Democrats that think they've got a shot, watch how many of them change their mind as more and more information about these Democrats come out, starts to leak. Watch what happens. And you know what you're going to end up with? A sacrificial lamb. Yeah, a psycho. A sacrificial lamb who runs against President Trump. Because nobody that's got a serious political career is going to want to do it. I know you, Kevin, you're dreaming, man. You're dreaming, black man. No, I'm not dreaming. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Anyway, the reason why I talk about sacred cows, Bill Clinton was thrown under the bus by ABC. On January the 10th, I'm reading this, in prime time, the unthinkable happened. ABC ran a two-hour special describing what a screw-up, a perv, a narcissist William Jefferson Clinton was. A parade of ABC reporters and news folks chimed in, clucking how awful he really was at heart. Think about that. Bill Clinton is canonized. He was called the first black president. People speak of this man as if he is a god in the leftist community. And now, ABC, not Fox, ran this special. Now, the guy goes on to say this, but isn't this the network of George Stephanopoulos, the unbiased news anchor, Martha Raddatz, crying live on TV at the loss of Hillary Clinton in 2016, and Chris the Lesser Cuomo, the lesser of his brother? That's kind of a cruel thing to say, but it's funny. How can this be, he writes, or she. Has the North Pole shifted? Has the sun darkened? It was truly hilarious to watch the parade of objective ABC notables solemnly intoning what a reprobate Bill Clinton was throughout the Lewinsky fiasco. It raises the question, where were they in the 1990s when he was apparently molesting and raping his way from Arkansas north to D.C. and jeopardizing U.S. national security along the way? Blackmail anyone? I love this writer. I don't even know who it is. But you want to talk about the right amount of snark. I'm talking about, you know, not oversalting and not oversweetening in the meal, but just the right amount of spice. And he says, and it raises yet more tantalizing, the more tantalizing question of what has changed. Why now? See, that's what I always ask myself these types of things. What's the timing of this? Why are you doing this now? Why suddenly you take a guy who was freaking Cosby and you want to toss him away, you know, two decades later as if he's yesterday's news? That's not what leftists tend to do. They only demonize Republicans. Still, they hate Reagan to this day. Yeah. Now, George Bush they like, which is a strange one, but then again, he was a lefty to begin with. But I'm saying, they don't do this to their own. You can tell a lefty, FDR was a cross-burning racist, my friend. He put a member of the Klan on the Supreme Court, as well as a segregationist. Burn. Hugo Black and Burn, and they're, well, hey, but he brought the New Deal, man. Okay. Anyway, Bill Clinton was dogged. He goes on to write, despite the left's inability to shoot itself in the foot, hats off to Mr. Maduro and the Chuck and Nancy American Gothic tableau, I'm still of the belief that there is some semi-intelligent, if not beneficent being, Soros, Bloomberg, Gates, Buffett, Zuckerberg, Kim Jong-il, Pee-wee Herman, that holds the strings behind a political, educational, media, cultural shift that has been ongoing in the U.S. and the West at large since the 1930s. Take a few steps back and it's hard to miss. If that's the case, then someone has decided that the Clintons are, and he puts in parentheses, in brackets, finally out. But who's in? This to me is intriguing because I'm not kidding you. You don't hammer. They would cover the Bill the Lewinsky thing soft shoe, like the Clintons were going through some things, but still, on balance, Bill Clinton was an amazing president. They didn't say that at all. I go back to what they said, what he said at first. They talked about how awful he was. And what was he says, describing what a screw up, a perv, a narcissist. I didn't watch it, so I don't know. I'm going to have to watch it now just to see. But a screw up, a perv, and a narcissist. I mean, these are words that you would that the left would use to describe Donald Trump, not Bill Clinton, even post-Clinton era. He goes on, and he didn't finish it with this, but he says, clearly a sea change is coming. Last night did everything but announce it with trumpets. The question is why and why now? Those are always the questions. Why and why now? I ask these questions all the time. I say things like, where's Adam Schiff, who was so hell-bent on the Russian investigation and all these things were going to be a matter of national security if we leak, if we put information out, you put it out? No, nothing. Not a matter of national security. Impugns the FBI. He says, if it comes out, it's going to the information that's going to come out is going to be the straw that broke the camel's back for Trump. Information comes out, and Trump, nothing. Nothing happens. And then he moves on conveniently to some new thing. And so you're looking around going, where's all... Now, but before you move on to the new thing, how about we resolve the old thing? They never resolve. Do you understand how Donald Trump's got to be looking at this stuff going, you guys never finish what you start. You make a statement and it disappears into the ether, or at least you hope it does. Trump doesn't forget. But here's, I'm telling you, there's something to this ABC thing and the Clintons being thrown under the bus. Hillary Clinton is going to be very quiet, and she has been. Go look and see what you find about Hillary Clinton in the last month.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is delivering remarks at the 101st Annual American Legion National Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. He spoke about how the Trump administration is always going to be supporting veterans.
This administration will always stand by our American flag. We will always stand for our national anthem. And just like the American Legion, we will always defend the freedom and sacrifice they represent.
Storm preparations are underway in parts of Florida ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Some folks, including Bo Farkas, are spending their day filling sandbags.
At our house, we have a lot of standing water right now near our garage. We just moved, so we have a lot of stuff in our garage, so we might be sacking it up there. Other than that, maybe the front door.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We talked about this a while back, but in 2017, over 2 million jobs were created. In 2018, 2.8 million jobs were created. Those are Donald Trump's first 2 years in office. Barack Obama, by comparison, 2009, 4.9 million jobs lost. 2010, 900,000 jobs created for a net loss in the first 2 years of 4 million jobs for President Trump, a net gain of 4.8 million jobs. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's a staggering comparison of Trump versus Obama in every way. Leftists tout that more jobs were created in Obama's last year than Trump created in his first year. 2.2 million versus 2.1 million, but they left off the number of people who left welfare in Trump's first year in office. Here's what Investor Business Daily said. In the months since President Trump took office, the number of people collecting food stamps plunged by nearly 2 million. The same is true for welfare. Enrollment in the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program dropped 12% last year to reach 2.3 million. Better still, workers on Social Security disability insurance was down 8.6 million in March, a decline of more than 100,000 since 2017, lowest level since February of 2012. So far this year, disability applications have averaged set 179,000 per month compared with more than 193,000 per month in 2016. The number of people dropping off disability is now up. So what that means is, and this is what people were doing, they were going from losing their unemployment to declaring that they were disabled in order to keep their benefits going. That's what people did in the time of Obama. Now they're actually going to get jobs. CNN said this, President Trump became famous for saying you're fired. Now he wants to be known for saying you're hired. Trump appears to want at least 6 million Americans off of government aid and into full-time jobs. If you're on food stamps and able-bodied, we need you to work, said Mick Mulvaney, the White House budget director. They have a goal. I talked about this before. The White House has a goal that says we will get this many people off of welfare and to work. Not like Obama that says, you know what, hey, if you're on welfare, that's what the system is for. That's what Valerie Jarrett said to a bunch of black folks when she says, here's what we gave you. We gave you more welfare. We gave you crack cocaine is now equal to coke, to regular cocaine, powder cocaine, and sentencing reform. That's the thing she says they gave the black folks. Donald Trump says, I have a goal. I want to take 6 million Americans off of government aid and get them work. That is a 12 million net. I want you to understand that.
6 million people stop taking whatever the number is, $20,000, $30,000 a year, $40,000 from you, the taxpayers, and start producing. 6 million people stop taking money and start producing. Think about that number. Do I have to do the math? If you were giving them 10 bucks a piece, it's 60 million, 100 bucks a piece, 600 million, 1,000 bucks a piece, 6 billion, 10,000 bucks a piece, $60 billion that we would no longer be paying with 6 million people off of welfare. If those 6 million people are putting $1,000 each into the economy, which they certainly would be, it's $6 billion. You think they'd be putting $10,000 into the economy? Probably. They would stop spending your money and start spending theirs. Do you understand the difference when you talk about the ideology of people looking at something as a pessimistic thing versus an optimistic thing? Trump says, optimistically, if I take 6 million people off, that could put billions of dollars back into the economy. It lessens the tax load on millions of Americans. Welfare to work is crucial to what Donald Trump says for his balancing the budget. They said it will get over $1 trillion in savings by scaling back this safety net. I don't know what those numbers come from, but that's what they're speculating. Liberals say it's cruel. Conservatives say it's overdue. Economists call it magical thinking sprinkled with some fairy dust. But you know what they also said? They told you President Trump needed a magic wand in order to make stuff happen. We're essentially at full employment. I just don't think we'll move more people from government role to jobs, says economist Doug Holtz Eakin, head of the American Action Forum, former advisor to John McCain's presidential campaign. That should tell you all you need to know right there. Let me tell you something about full employment. Full employment doesn't mean you're doing what you want to do. It doesn't mean that you're really contributing that much. In my opinion, I'm not talking about the definition by the pundits. Full employment to me is when people are doing the jobs they want to do when they find their passion for doing it. Is there any better time than now? Full employment, they say, is economic speak for the time when about everyone who can get a job already has one. The reality is America's had 5.7 million job openings for months. They're talking about, rocket scientist jobs. There are people that are working. I'll put it this way. I work. I work for myself. The government doesn't even really recognize me. I mean, being honest, but they don't. They don't see me as somebody doing what they want to do, giving employment to other people, etc. I really feel lost in the shuffle many times. But we will contribute, and we contribute in amazing ways. And I'm doing things that where it's my passion. Donald Trump says he's going to take the unemployed people, put them on the front door of companies seeking workers. And he's proven it. This isn't a temporary job thing right now. People can work wherever they want. Jobs are abundantly available. And more importantly, I hope people follow their passion and find the jobs that they want. But all of this spells bad news for the Democrats in the sense that these people are starting to get it. And I want you to understand the signs that you have to look for when you start looking at Democrats in this election, because there's so many people that want to run, and I want to get into that in just a bit. But what about the people who say, okay, I'm not running? There are signs that are out there that are telling you about what's going on in this political climate. And the first one is, and I told you this would happen, Hillary Clinton has declared she's not running. Yeah, Miss, I don't feel no ways tired, went down south into Alabama and started talking with her southern drawl again. And she decided she's not running. I guess she's going to help out those who need it in the campaign. Which, for the record, Bernie Sanders says, I don't need to talk to Clinton. I don't need to talk to her because I'm not going to use her as my advisor. Good for you, Bernie. Very smart. But here's what Clinton, she was pandering in a black church, and here's what she had to say.
We already had church this morning. Oh my gosh. Another commonality that Rose and I have. Coming down to Dothan, Alabama. in the early 1970s to go undercover to gather evidence about a white segregated academy in an effort to deny it and others like it federal tax exemption, which the then Nixon administration was promoting. I love the way Stacy is standing up. And looking forward, she said, look, I can't go back and win 2018, but we can win 2020 and 2022 and every election going into the future. No, in this year, we just finished Black History Month. We're in Women's History Month. There's one person I'm thinking about in particular, Ida B. Wells Barnett. There is so much that needs doing. In Ida's words, the way to right wrongs is to turn the light of truth upon them.
I want to come back to this a little later in the broadcast, but so, because we got so much it needs to doing. There's a whole heap of helping of stuff that's got to get done around here, Jethro. Wow, man. But Hillary Clinton says she's not running for president. That's what she told News 12 Westchester. But she added she will continue, quote, working and speaking and standing up for what I believe. I want to be sure that people understand I'm going to continue to speak out. That's what she said. I'm not going anywhere. What's at stake in this country, the kinds of things that are happening right now are deeply troubling to me. We've gotten not just polarized, she says, we've gotten into really opposing camps unlike anything I've seen in my adult life. Here we go, another one of those adult life comments from the leftist. Yeah, so she's not running. Let me tell you why Clinton's not running. Number one, she has no political clout. Okay, that's number one. Number two, people are wondering, when are you going to prison? And she's going to start wondering. She's already wondering it. Trust me. They think they've got a gauntlet of protection. But I want to talk about the other people that are not running and put it into a bigger context and explain to you what's going on politically. Because it's not just that they're not running. It's the reason why, the underlying reason.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksonez.
What the Clinton campaign was doing on Donald Trump, they were trying to get opposition research from any and all sources, including the Ukrainian government, the Chinese, you name it. Here's the full clip of what Hillary Clinton said.
Actually, I want to ask you about one sort of sidebar issue that came up in Mueller's report that has since been added to by the New York Times. It's about you. Mueller's report says that in October 2017, President Trump met privately with then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions and asked him to take a look at investigating Clinton. Then, this past week, the New York Times has reported that last spring, 2018, Trump also asked Don McGahn, his White House counsel, to get the Justice Department to investigate you and former FBI Director James Comey. Today, the Attorney General refused to answer questions as to whether the White House had ever directed him to initiate specific investigations. You're the only person in the country whose opinion I want to hear in response to those developments. What do you make of that?
Well,
What I make of it is this is as big a sign of a guilty conscience or a real fear that you could possibly have. I mean, I'm living rent-free inside of Donald Trump's brain, and it's not a very nice place to be, I can tell you that. I've been investigated repeatedly by the other side, and much to their dismay, but to my, you know, satisfaction, it's been for naught. I testified for 11 hours in the Benghazi hearing after, what, seven committees said there was nothing there. This is a diversion attack. Look, It is very sad to me that the lies that were told about me, the accusations that were made about me, have unfortunately had some residue. People say, well, you know, if she's going to be investigated so much and they're going to be saying all these terrible things, even though nothing ever happens, maybe there's something to it. Because I guess it is one of their tools to fire up their hardcore base.
Mm-hmm. Nice pivot for Hillary Clinton. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Nice pivot. Benghazi. She wants to be, I stood in front of that committee, oh, for Benghazi. Okay, great. You got investigated for Benghazi. Hey, Hillary, here's the question that's on a lot of people's minds. What's going on with the Clinton Foundation? Why would you get $145 million from the Russians? Why would your husband speak with one of his largest speaking fees in Moscow? Who's behind the Uranium One deal? And oh, by the way, a question we asked on this show a while back, why did Robert Mueller, what part did he recuse himself of when he took over as special counsel? Where in the heck is Howard Schultz? About what, 2 weeks ago, Howard Schultz was all over the media. He was saying it without any equivocation. I am not a Democrat. I used to be a Democrat. I am now an independent. That's what he said. The Democrats hate that Howard Schultz became an independent. Where is he? He's out of the news cycle. Look, I know there's a lot going on, but I mean, this is a billionaire that's threatening to upset the apple cart on the left, and he's completely out of the media. You think that's by chance? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to. Another thing I want to know, where's Ruth Bader Ginsburg? They showed a picture of RBG, and it was from November. She was supposedly seeing people doing court in private session or whatever what they call behind the door session. She wasn't in the court, you know, where the Supreme Court actually meets. I think RBG is toast. I said she wouldn't make it through Black History Month. I got what? A day? I don't even have a day. Is today the day? I don't know. I'll just tell you this. RBG is done. She's done. She's 85 years old. She can't. I want you to understand what happened here with RBG. Then we're going to move on to something else because I want to talk a little bit more about these candidates. But because Bernie Sanders is catching a little bit more grief, and we're going to cover Bernie in a little bit more detail in the next hour. And trust me, it's worth it. It's worth it. But anyway, RBG in November takes a fall. Now, we've talked about this, but I just want to recap. Because we are November, December, January, and February. 4 months. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a person in your family that's aged and, you know, elderly, and something happened to them, like they fell or broke a leg or did something, how long it takes to heal. But back in November, RBG falls. Cracks three ribs, okay? I want you to understand how hard you fall to crack three ribs. So she falls down, cracks three ribs. In the fixing of the cracked ribs, they find out, oh my gosh, she's got cancer. Lung cancer, I think, right? It's a serious cancer. So they then say, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and, I mean, what are you going to do? You got to take care of the lung cancer and you got to fix the cracked ribs. Then, 4 months later, miraculous, she went to, have you guys seen the movie Cocoon? I ain't even going to look at y'all. You even know what the movie Cocoon is. Cocoon is where all these old people find the fountain of youth, and they suddenly feel like kids again. The more they play in the pool, the more they feel like kids. So, RBG has apparently found the fountain of youth, and she's ready to come back after 4 months. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I had a family member on New Year's Eve. She's 72. She's a decade plus younger than RBG, a vibrant woman.
has a 1,200-acre ranch, rides horses, you know, throws hay, you know, does the whole thing, has been doing this for years. She's carrying horse blankets down her stairs, and she trips. This is my aunt. She trips, and she breaks her neck. We take her to, you know, she lives in a little town in Montana, care flight her to Missoula, Montana, by helicopter, where they, you know, stabilize her. Then they take her to what's called an acute clinic in Spokane, Washington, where she stayed for 3 weeks. She was almost paralyzed. I mean, we thought she was paralyzed. And she was almost paralyzed. But we found out she does, you know, have sensations. Now, it's a full 2 months later, and she can barely touch her nose with her hands. Now, she's got full functions, and for all of you who want to write to me and say, Kevin, we're sorry, et cetera, I appreciate it. You know, she's doing great. It's going to be. But here's what they're telling us. A 72 years old, vibrant woman, horseback rider, you know, the whole deal. And she doesn't get hurt thrown off a horse. She gets hurt walking down the stairs in her cabin, breaks her neck, you know, and the rest is history. They're telling us it's going to be something around a year to 2 years for her to get her recovery back. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg falls, cracks three ribs, they find cancer, operate on her, which means they got to cut her. They cut her, take out the lung, the affected lung, and less than 4 months later, she's back. I don't buy it. And I'm not going to. You got to prove, you got to show me Ruth. And like I said, they showed a picture, spotting of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and then we find out it's from November. It's from the before she had her you know, problem. See, that's what the media does. Anyway, I want to pivot a little bit here because we got a lot to talk about. Bernie Sanders is being attacked by Clinton politicos who said that Sanders repeatedly requested and received the use of the carbon-spewing private jet for himself and his traveling staff when he served as a surrogate for Hillary Clinton. In stark contrast to his climate change is a menace persona. I'm shocked we get the Jussie Smollett of climate change, right? I told you I'm going to use those words everywhere I go. The Jussie Smollett of climate change. After the 2016 presidential elections, Mr. Anti-Millionaire Billionaire Sanders continues to use private jets, they said, to the tune of $342,000. Now, the good news is the Clinton campaign had the money. Yeah, they had the money because Clinton ran the most expensive campaign in the history of American politics. They said now Democrats claim that Sanders caused Clinton to lose the president, Donald Trump, forgetting that despite the brutal primary in 2008, Barack Obama went on to win. And so there's a here's what I should get to. There's a rift. There's a rift. Even though the Clintons don't have near the clout they used to have, their staffers and the people that are still the insiders, these deep state swamp rats, they still are mad at Sanders. Sanders people are still mad at Clinton. Sanders people are also mad at Sanders. Sanders people don't like Joe Biden or any of the other choices. Wait until you get into the black, white, male, female, straight, not straight, Indian, not Indian, you know, whatever your nationalities are. Wait till you get into all that stuff as you're dealing with these leftists. It's going to be hilarious to watch. Hilarity ensued. Oh, man. I swear there's so much to talk about. I'm going to talk about socialism today. But let me tell you what's on the agenda. A mother was jailed for a crazy reason. If we don't get to it today, I'll try to get to it tomorrow. Border wall updates, Trump polling. We've got it all, folks. It is a crazy, crazy world out there because of leftists. But we make sense of it here on the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.